Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to This Dude Started Something. Today, we're hanging out with actor Sheldon Austin. He's been grinding in the industry, landing roles in commercials, short films, and even playing a guard on Amazon Prime Video's Beast Games. We've talked about Beast Games a lot on the podcast, and it's just super fun. We're actually thinking about applying for the next season. So, Beast Games, if you're listening to this, we want to compete. But anyways, we're going to talk about acting, finding an agent, and what it's really like to work on a huge set. Plus, Sheldon's got some hilarious stories, a wild movie idea, and big dreams for the future. If you've ever thought about acting or just love behind-the-scenes stories, this one's for you. Let's get into it.
All right, so Sheldon, I'm curious, so you were a guard on Beast Games. How did you come across that position? And I know you're also into acting too. Did it have something to do with it, or how did that?
Yes. So I got the role through my agent, actually. She sent me the audition. So I sent in my audition, and then they had callbacks as well. And there was like two different kind of roles. There was a lead guard and a guard role. It's basically the same thing, but with the lead guard, you're kind of helping more with the organization of things and kind of helping run procedures for the guards. Like if we needed to be somewhere on set, let's say at 3 p.m. or something, we would be in charge of kind of wrangling everybody together and making sure things go smoothly to help our producers and the other teams. I got it through my agent. And then some of the other guards, it's like I don't think it was a public posting, but I think some people said they just saw it on the internet as well, but it was for a background role. So just like with other acting opportunities, a lot of the times they'll just post them like for general stuff.
Like
a lot of the times
there's something.
Yeah, exactly. And there's things on like Facebook as well too. And then I believe it's under like different names, of course. Like they're not just going to post like Beast Game Guard, like audition.
Right.
They're going to like have a code name for it. But I got mine through my agent.
Okay. So what was that audition like?
So we had like a one-line audition for it. I can't really remember what it was, but I believe it was something along the lines of like, are you ready? And like you had to like say it in a very
$5 million.
Yeah. It was more like a very authoritative tone where you're like, contestants, are you ready? Okay, let's go. So you just record that. It was a self-tape. And then you send it in. If they liked it, you get your call back. And then with the callback, it was kind of like a get to know you kind of thing. And then what you're getting on board for as well.
Dude, that's interesting because like the guards, they don't really even have any lines in the show. So it's like, I feel like they'd almost just check on like, do you have good posture? Are you intimidating?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah,
I feel like that may also come into it as well. But I think when you see me, I'm not very like brooding and like guard like, you know, so I don't know. I guess I also maybe from the callback with the interview process, it's kind of like a vibe check in a sense, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they wanted to see people who are like easy to work with in that sense, because
right.
in a production that big, you kind of want to make sure you have the best people on your production team. Right.
And also, yeah. It's kind of interesting because I heard some people speculating that the guards were actually like trained like for protection and whatnot, but they're really just like actors, right?
Yeah, I don't know about all that. Maybe some of us were, but I'm like, me personally, I just have good vibes, you know? No training or anything like that. Nothing specifically like guard related, I would say, like security guard or anything like that. There was a lot of people who have like fitness backgrounds though. So like personal training and like teachers and stuff like that too. So I think people in roles or occupations that are more like for taking authority and leading big groups. So I know in that sense, yeah, but about guards and like, what's the word? I guess like self-defense. I don't know about that. Yeah.
Ava and Ivy were like starting a rumor about that, bro. So that's not true. Dude, yeah, we had some contestants from Beast Games actually on the podcast a couple of episodes ago, and they were the ones that brought that up. Which that's interesting. Yeah, dude, if I saw you like without the like mask and everything, I think I'd just start laughing. Like,
I mean, the production was so big that maybe there could have been guards that like actual people who are like security guards. But from what I know and like the people I worked with, I don't think any of us were. So yeah, we're just actors, good at our job.
Yeah, for sure. How many were there? How many guards in total?
So I believe I know we had like about 50 or more at some point. I was supposed to go over my notes again before coming on here, but I forgot. But it could be like from any number from like 15 to 50 plus, because depending on the scene for the show or like the game / event, you might need more guards or you might
lose. That's true.
Less. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay. How did you get to know any of the other guards or like, cause I mean, I guess backstage you probably did, but it seems like the guards just kind of don't talk to each other on the actual show because like you just got your hood on and stuff. Like, did you get to know some of the other guards during the
show? Oh, yeah. Anytime the cameras weren't on or we weren't filming, we're just all kind of like together and like congregating behind the scenes or something like that in our holding area as well. So you get to know people, you get to network and stuff, and like everyone's pretty chill, which is nice. So, yeah. And then anytime we were filming, we had to be in character. So very stoic, very silent, and very like intimidating. So, yeah.
Dude, did you ever think about snagging some money for yourself?
No. God, no. Nah, never. You
know, the scene where, like, he said it took all the guards to carry, like, the 600,000 out or something. Like, were you a part of that? Did you carry the money?
Was that the one where it was we were pouring it on the stage or the other one where...
I'm thinking about the one with the guy that...
Yeah, you're talking about the challenge where there was like $1 million and like the last 10 contestants could take however much they wanted.
Oh, yes, yes. Sorry, what was the original question again?
Were you there? Did you carry some of the money?
Oh, yeah, I did. I was actually the first guard walking up to the towards the tower for that. And it was real money. Yeah, it was heavy.
Dang.
Yeah.
I bet.
It was very heavy.
Do you think they lost? Like, bro, I was thinking about this because I feel like there was money just kind of blowing around. Like, do you think they lost like a dollar or something? Or like, I mean, did you have to pick it up?
I feel like majority of the time, if anything like that happened, I think we would just leave it because, essentially as playing a guard, you kind of just have your role and like you already know what.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
To do so for that, it's kind of just like walk out, pick up the money bag, and then go up the tower. So if something like that happened, or if you had to pivot, you still kind of just focus on your objective of getting up the tower. And I don't think they would lose money because the area is pretty big. And I feel like with the amount of cameras and people on set, someone would see it and probably pick it up and give it back to the production team. So I feel like they didn't lose any money. And majority of the time when we filmed, it wasn't very windy either. So should have been good.
Okay.
Yeah. And the show started with 1,000 contestants, for those who don't know. And every episode they slimmed down through challenges and games. Did they ever cut the amount of guards working in order to, because right, you don't need the same amount of guards for five people at the end where you do as like 1,000 or the 50 guards at the beginning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So depending on like what the event was, and just like how you said, when they cut down the contestants as well, they wouldn't need the same amount of guards for everything. Whereas like the first episode with the 1,000 in it, we had, I think, majority of all the guards were there just for to set the ambiance, watch all the not props, but the money and the contestants as well too. So depending on what the event slash competition was for the episode, they would either need less or more guards. Yeah, but typically as it slimmed down, there were less guards as well.
Okay,
gotcha. Yeah, dude. What would you? Would you be the guy to tackle somebody if they try to steal some of the money, or would you leave that out? Like, are there other, like, security guards on? I guess we already asked that question. But, like, what would you do if somebody was just trying to run away with, like, some of the cash? Like, was there anything on set, like, crazy stories like that where somebody was like...
No, surprisingly not. Like, everyone was very, like... calm and collected, I would say. Okay. Even where the money was and stuff like that, like when we prepared it to bring it on stage or in the shot, it was kind of like in a hidden spot where a lot of people wouldn't even see it. So I think that also kind of what's the word, it kind of simmered down the idea or the opportunity to even try and steal some money. And if I saw someone doing that, I'd probably tell somebody else. I would stand there and be like, I'm a guard, you know? But if they're like, yeah, they're like, we're going to fight for it. I'm like, hey, man.
Yeah, dude. It just seems like, I don't know, like 1,000 people. I'm kind of surprised that nobody had like a freak out where they just like lost it, you know? Like once they got out of the game. I mean, some people did get pretty emotional, but I mean, it's honestly pretty crazy that everything went as smooth as it did, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I had the same thought as well. But from working on the set, you kind of got to see that a lot of the contestants really like grew together, I would say, for I don't know how long they were all there, which was another thing I was thinking about on set. But you get to see how people like grow together, and a lot of them really talked about how good the experience is, or like they're just there for the experience. So I think it's something they really loved and liked to do as well, and I think that's why it kind of like went smoothly as it did. They were just there to really enjoy it and enjoy competing, I think, in a healthy way.
Where did the guards sleep and hang out during all this, like, away from filming?
For sleep, we go home. We just went home. Yeah. So a lot of us, well, not a lot of us. Some people are come from out of town, or some people are in town. So, you kind of know what you sign up for. And I think that's how like the acting industry also works too, because it's rare that you find big opportunities like these. So you kind of got to roll with it, and you kind of are under the expectation that like it's going to take some sacrificing. And in this case, it's like the commute for it. Luckily for me, I think I was about like an hour and a half to 2 hours away. If I take like an Uber or get a ride, I think it's only like 45 minutes, so not too bad. And then for in between sets, like just resting and stuff, or just hanging out, there's like a cafeteria or a holding area, like an office or something for us.
So you went home every single night then?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, dang, that's actually kind of a crazy commute.
Yeah, and then sometimes it was like if we did an overnight shoot into the next day as well too, you just go home, sleep, and then you wake up, it's the same day, but then you go back to work essentially, which isn't too crazy because I think that also adds to the experience of it, unless I'm just crazy. But you know, it's just kind of like a a cool experience overall, I would say. Yeah.
Oh, but there's like a lot of standing involved.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you only get 4 or 5 hours of sleep and you got to stand there in nice posture, that's kind of difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was definitely one of the toughest parts of this role, like just standing there. And you never really think that standing would be so hard. But like when you think about like the science of it and how your body works, you're always like constantly in motion. So when you're just standing there, your bones and your muscles are just like there waiting to move. But everything's just kind of like on itself, and then gravity too. It's pretty tough just standing there sometimes, but a lot of us, like the guards, we did a really good job at it, so it wasn't the worst thing. Yeah,
it's kind of surprising that the human body hasn't figured out how to like sleep upright yet, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, but evolution, I guess we never need to,
probably because of you guys it'll happen.
Yeah maybe. Yeah, our kids.
Dude, yeah. Were any of the guards like tipping over, like
kind of, or like you would see people like bend their knees sometimes, or like rotate their hips a little bit. But like you could do like slight motions sometimes, especially when the camera's not on you. Like whenever the camera's not on us, we're allowed to like move and like settle down a little bit, like change the guard posture and not be at attention. But even when the camera's on you, sometimes you could like cheat a little bit and just kind of like move your knees or something, just so you can survive and not like fall over or something.
So how did you know when the camera's on you? Like what? Like are you saying each scene you're in is the camera on you, or like does it have different angles? Like.
So there's a lot of, so I'm sure you guys know that there were so many cameras on set.
Oh yeah.
And then we also had earpieces, like radios connected to a channel for our team, like the guards and the producers in charge of us. So they would just communicate with us, letting us know like if we're seen on camera. And like, let's say I'm standing there and I'm like slouching a little bit. Maybe someone would be like, oh, hey, Sheldon, like they can see you on camera. You're like slouching. You can fix your posture quickly. Okay. And then you would know. And then vice versa for like when you're not on camera, they'd just be like, oh, guys, you're not on camera, by the way. Like you can relax.
Oh, okay. That's actually a lot. I didn't know you guys had earpieces.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
That's actually that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got a good question. Were you like during the whole filming of Beast Games, were there any contestants that you were like low key rooting for?
I was very biased in the sense that anytime I was placed somewhere with someone in front of me, I was always like, you gotta win. You have to win. I remember I think I was in the first competition, the little row elimination thing, mm-hmm. I believe I was the row third from the left side, I want to say, depending on how you see it. But let's say it was kind of lined up like this. I was the third row from that end. And I remember when they were walking in, like everyone was like ready, excited. I was like hyping them up. I was like, yeah, you guys got it, whatever. And then I think we like took a break or something and they filmed a scene and I came back and the row was gone. And I was like, yo, like, I think I jinxed them or something, you know? And then same thing happened again with another competition or event. I forget what it was, but it was like this one dude I saw. I got to rewatch the show and take notes because I got to remember. But I was rooting for him again, and then he got eliminated, and I was like, damn. Oh, yeah.
Don't let Sheldon root for you, bro.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Dude, that's crazy. Yeah, so you haven't rewatched it back yet then?
No, like I started episode one, and then because a lot of my friends were like, "Oh, are you like, can you see yourself and whatever?" So I watched it, and then it was very like fast paced. So I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna have to like really take my time and like skim through it every episode just to see where I can see myself, or if not, maybe." But yeah, I'm taking my time.
Yeah, you have to watch it on like slow-mo, because
Yeah.
dude, it is very, it's very fast paced, but I think that's what makes it intriguing, like to keep watching.
Yeah, exactly.
But because so many people these days have little attention spans, it's like you really got to keep their attention. But yeah, dang, dude. So yeah, that would be interesting to like see yourself again. But it's probably hard because it's like you guys all wearing the same outfit, you
Yeah,
know?
exactly. And then we
So.
had these little pins with numbers on them too. But I think the first maybe five scenes or five episodes that we shot with them, the numbers were individual. And then when we got more guards, we had to double up on numbers. So I had a pin that was number two, and then my friend got one as well. But I'm a little bit taller than him. He's a little bit like jacked, so you can see the difference. But the only thing is, it's like if you see the little chess piece in the background and it says number two, and you can't see the full body, I'm not gonna know if that's me or not. But from filming, I tried to remember specific scenes that I was in, but it's tough. It's
Oh,
tough,
I
you
bet,
know?
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, does that, I feel like it almost seemed like all kind of like a blur, probably.
Yeah, exactly. And when you're filming it, everything's like so like surreal and awesome, and like you're trying to take everything in. And then it's like, okay, I gotta go home, I gotta sleep, and then I gotta wake up to like go back to work, you know? So, and then obviously you can't take behind the scenes photos because, you know, filming rights and stuff like that. So,
Did you get to meet Jimmy at all?
not really like meet him, but I saw him a lot. Like obviously it's his show and then he's walking around and stuff like that. So there were a couple times, I forget what day and what competition we were filming, but we did a scene like during the day and then we stopped filming for a bit and then he was just like sitting there on the chair and then everyone's like, "Oh my God, it's Mr. Beast." And I was like, "Whoa, like that's really what he looks like, you know?" But I feel like I'm an older generation of like YouTube consumer. So I didn't really see a lot of his stuff till I got on the show. And I was like, okay, I don't really want to approach him and be like, "I don't know any of your stuff, but nice to meet you, you know?" But yeah, he was around set a lot of the time. So technically we did meet him. We took a group photo with him as well. I gotta find that somewhere. But yeah.
That's Did you
cool.
know how big Beast Games was going to be like before you got on the show, or when did you realize that?
I think I realized it when I saw the excitement on the contestants. 'Cause I always like heard about Mr. Beast and then like I like knew about his what was it? His chocolate bar. I forget what
The
it's called.
Feastable.
Yeah, the Feastable. Yeah, I always heard about it, but I never saw them. But when I worked on set, I finally saw a Feastable.
Did you eat it?
And
Did you try it?
no, I didn't. I still have to. I still have to. I know.
Was my
I
next
know.
question.
You went the whole show without eating all
Yeah,
this?
I know. I know. But yeah, I feel like I didn't really understand how big of a production it was. And then even when like reading all the papers and everything, like they was very discreet how they were saying like a big YouTube streamer. And I remember in my head I was like, "Oh, like is it for Mr. Beast or something?" And then we went in, we got the call back, you got accepted, and they're like, "Yeah, congrats guys, you're gonna be on Mr. Beast's show." And I was like, "Whoa, like that's pretty cool." But back to the contestants' like excitement, I didn't realize how big of like an empire he kind of has and is. So no, I did not know how big it was gonna be. Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy. So, I mean, what made you take the job then? Were you just kind of floating in and out of auditions and stuff, and you just decided to click that one?
Yeah. And I feel like in the acting industry, you kind of learn to kind of like take them as they come, you know? Like I've never done theater or anything like that, but I'd be open to trying it and like open to pursuing a role in it as well. So when I got the audition, I just did it. And even still, because with the description for the character, it was saying like military background, authoritative and stuff like that too. And I was like, I don't think I really fit the bill, but let me send the audition in, right? So yeah, you
You
just
need to
kind
play
of
Call of
always,
Duty, probably.
huh?
You play Call of Duty?
I was more of a Halo kid.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And now I'm like heavy Marvel Rivals. So, but yeah. So, yeah, you just kind of roll with it and pursue as many opportunities as you can. And yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's cool.
Yeah. Like moving into other opportunities, is there anything you're working on right now? I saw the, for 2024, the Coca-Cola short film.
Oh, yes. That, yeah.
You want to drink.
Yeah.
And then also the Wingman that's in post-production, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So Coca-Cola, that was, last year in July. They were putting that commercial / short film in the Cineplex theaters here. And I believe in the States, it was AMC theaters. They showed it in December, I believe. That was an opportunity I got through Facebook, actually. It was time during the strike. So I'm a non-union actor. So a lot of the times they were posting more frequently like non-union projects. And then I saw that one, I auditioned for it. Luckily I got it and it turned out great. And then with the Wingman short film, we filmed that, I think, about 2 weeks ago, I want to say. It was in Oakville here in Ontario. And it was just like a student film, and it was really fun. It's like a rom-com. So I always tell everyone it's kind of like a Zach and Cody kind of episode. Like if you guys happen to see it, it's pretty like uncanny, I want to say. But it was a great time, really fun. And then anything new right now? Nothing right now. But I'm always like looking for more like creative opportunities. So I've been thinking about even like writing my own shows or movies or characters for shows and movies, and then just pitching them to producers and the creators of the show, because why not, you know? But as of right now, nothing right now. Yeah.
Gotcha.
What made you choose to go into acting?
I used to watch a lot of CSI Miami with my family as a kid. Okay. So I also have a degree in biological anthropology and forensic identification. I feel like two of my worlds collide in that sense, because I remember thinking like, just go to school, get your degree. It's kind of like what your parents tell you, right?
Yeah.
And I remember thinking like, okay, I don't want like a standard job or anything like that. So maybe I'll do forensics. That seems cool. So then I pursued that path and I realized it's like, it's interesting, but it's not like my passion, you know? So for acting, I started when we have something called CNE here, or the exhibition. It's just like a I guess like a carnival in the sense, and they have like all these booths and stuff, and they had one for like acting. So I remember I signed up and I got their card. I went in for an audition, and then I realized it's kind of like fun, something I really liked. And as a kid, like you watch so much TV and like anime and different animated shows as well. And as I grew older, I realized I was like, okay, maybe like I can do that too. So then I want to say when I was in grade 11 is when I started to pursue acting more. And I started with a lot of like background acting as well, just to like get my foot in the door and kind of see what it's like and what it's about. But honestly, it's something I really enjoy. I would really love to get into voice acting as well. But yeah, playing characters are super fun. I feel like it fits my bill very well. I have a lot of energy. If you catch me at work, I'm always monologuing. So
dude, I feel like I could totally see you doing voice acting, bro.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. And like, dude, I could see, oh man, what kind of character could you see him playing all over? Like a superhero or something, maybe.
Oh, for sure.
I would love to do that. I would love to.
Like a funny superhero. There's no like funny superheroes.
That's true. That is true. A lot of them are very like, what's the word? Cocky and like quirky or confident in that sense. And that's like their humor. But you know, you're right. There's not really a funny superhero.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Deadpool is about the closest you get.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you're right.
It's
a little psychotic. Yeah. It's not really funny, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But there's not like really like a superhero that I feel like I'd want to go up to and like talk to really like comfortably. Like I feel like I could walk up to
that's
you.
A good point.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if it's just intimidating, like if he's wearing a cape or something, I'm like, bro, I don't want to like go slip on his, you know,
yeah,
cape or whatever. But like you, I feel like I'd walk up to you, man. And
thank you.
Dude, so we got to make that happen, man. We got
to. Yeah, absolutely. Who do we have to contact? Netflix, Amazon yeah. Prime,
like Marvel Studios, or something? Bro.
Yeah, Marvel. Ryan Reynolds. He comes to Toronto a lot, actually. I think he. We have a hospital here called Sick Kids, so he does a lot of like, what's the word? Fundraising events for them.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. What else is there that you to do in Toronto? Have you lived there like your whole life?
Yeah. Born and raised here. Some other things. A lot of people go to the Eden Center. So it's like a it's a pretty big mall. So either shopping or just kill time. There's the CN Tower that you can see, which is our like big ass tower thing. Am I allowed to swear on here?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But yeah.
Because of Drake, I feel like everybody's going there now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That too. We have Ripley's Aquarium beside the CN Tower. What else?
Ripley's, is that like the gum guy?
I don't think so. I always assumed. Do you guys know this?
Wrigley's.
Yeah. Have you guys heard of Ripley's Believe It or Not?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I assumed it was kind of like in partnership with, but I have mm-hmm. no clue. But it's just Ripley's Aquarium, and then so often we have like Comic Con, Anime North. But Anime North is more in Mississauga area, I believe. It's like west of Toronto. What else? Concerts all the time, which happen at the Rogers Center, again, beside the CN Tower. Basically, downtown is like a big hub of things to do. Mm. And then CNE is just like one stop away from Union Station. And Union Station, again, is downtown. But yeah, there's a lot of things to do. People love to do karaoke, go get sushi, different kinds of cultural foods as well. Yeah, I feel like that's it. Or at least those are the things I like to do. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah, no, it sounds fun. I want to go there.
Yeah.
So whenever you're looking for roles, do you apply only in or audition only in Canada, or do you do roles in the US as well? Like, have you been here for anything?
No, I haven't. Not yet. So far, all the roles I've auditioned for have been for Canadian projects. When I was younger, actually, I auditioned for Power Rangers, I think, three Ooh. Times. Yeah. I was a huge Power Ranger fan as a kid. So I remember this was before I even had an agent, but I found who the, I think it was like the casting producer was of Power Rangers. So I like messaged her on Facebook. I was like, hey, like I'm a young actor. Can I audition? She was like, yeah, sure. So I like consecutively did it for like, I think the 3 years in a row. And I feel like the audition was getting better. But I think now Power Rangers is done, I believe. Like they stopped production for it, I think, in New Zealand/America. Everything other than Power Rangers has been in Canada. Yeah. Oh, I think I want to say there are more opportunities in the States than there are in Canada. They also say like Vancouver is a good spot too. So, another province instead of Ontario here. I think the States has a lot more.
Yeah, no, I can see that.
Vancouver's like a lot further from you than the States would be, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Which is so interesting because I'm like, same country, but.
Yeah, that's weird.
Geography.
Yeah. What would be like your dream role to play as an actor?
Dream role. I always say that I would love to be like the lovable.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
helpful side character. Like, you don't see me all the time in the show, but when you do, it's always a great time, you know? I feel like a show with a good side character is always so easy to digest. Like, I was rewatching Superstore the other day. Have you guys seen that show?
A little bit of it.
Yeah, so there's a character, her name's Sandra, and if you continue watching the show, you see how she like develops and grows, but she is so funny because she's just so like unhinged sometimes. Like, do you care for spoiler warnings?
No, good.
Okay. There's like a scene in the show where there's a tornado going through the store in like the city, so everyone's like running for their lives. But Sandra has beef with this one character named Carol, right? So Sandra's like ushering in all the shoppers, and she's like, "Okay, get in, get safe." And then she's about to close the door, and then Carol shows up, and she's like, "Wait." And then Sandra just looks at her, and she just closes the door and smiles, and I was like, that's so funny. And it's like she's such
Dude.
a silent, quiet character that you rarely see, and she's over here like letting this woman get eaten by the hurricane,
Yeah,
you
wait,
know?
she gets sucked by the NATO, dude?
Yeah, you know, she tried to, but she survived. And then later on in the
Maybe.
show, Carol's like, "Yeah, Sandra tried to kill you." And then Sandra's like, "I didn't try to kill you. I just didn't try to save you." And I
Oh,
was like,
shoot.
"Damn. Can't fuck with Sandra like that, you know?"
Oh, dude, I could definitely
That's
see you
funny.
rocking like a side character for sure. Like, dude, you're right. Any show that has like a good side character is like Hannah Montana, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, I
Dude,
see him
I
as like
see
the
him as like
tech guy. Like, I feel like
tech
you could be
guy.
like a funny tech guy and like an action movie.
Oh. Ooh. I could see that too. Yeah. I feel like I'd just be like, it's simple. You just gotta rewire the A to the B to the,
Through the
Yeah,
firewall.
the
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Or like I feel like it's probably just the headset you got on right now, but
Yeah,
like
probably.
aircraft controller with the
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. No, that's cool, man. So what other stuff like do you think you'll do anything with your forensics thing?
I always think about that, but I feel like it's like generational anxiety in my brain, just always like, you should use your degree and stuff like that. But I feel like at the same time, the job market is still so scarce because even after I graduated, I still applied for about like a year and a half, and then I didn't hear anything back. So at my retail job, I took a higher position, like a manager position, and then did that for like a year and a half. And then after that, I went back to school for video game development. Didn't love that. So then that's when I started doing more principal acting roles and like looking for agencies and stuff like that too. But I would love to still use my degree and like be a jack of all trades. Like, I feel like it's so cool, like just learning things and like doing so many different things too. But yeah, I would love to, but the job market, they're not serious, you know? So yeah.
It would be cool if you could do like both, like find an acting role that has to do with or like the show you watched with your parents. Was it
Oh yeah,
CSI?
CSI, yeah.
Yeah, that would be perfect, dude. Or like
Yeah,
you could
right.
actually do it. Like you could literally do it, wouldn't even be acting. It would just be that you were doing forensics and they're filming it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it could also help you on the writing side where you could write more logically what's going on because you understand the processes for like mystery and crime, like.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. That's a good point, dude. Yeah, so do you have any idea like ideas cooking up as far as the writing goes right now?
I kind of wanted to like write a movie, kind of like Scary Movie. Have you guys seen that Scary Movie, like the
No.
parody?
Oh yeah, I
Oh,
know what you're talking about. Isn't there like
yeah,
five of
I know
them?
what you're talking about, yeah.
It's like the funny Scary Movie. Yeah, with
There's like three of them.
yeah, exactly. But more in the sense of like, so like back in the day, and I feel like actually I don't think I see it too much now, but like you know how the typical thing is like the black guy dies first.
Oh yeah,
Yeah,
you can't
yeah.
get rid of that, man. Like
I want to like write a movie about that, but in the sense it's like the black people are just miraculously like surviving catastrophic events, you know?
Yeah,
And then obviously it's a satirical take on
wait,
how the
that's
industry
funny,
writes
dude.
us. Yeah. Dude, I know.
That's funny.
I just gotta write it and pitch it to the right people.
Yeah.
But hopefully, maybe they'll see this too. And yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. You could get eaten by like a shark, and then like, you know what I'm saying?
It like gets indigestion or something. Yeah, you know.
Dude, you just pop out, scratch it all.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that'd be sick, bro. Or get like scraped underneath a cruise ship, and like, you're good. Dude, right? That'd be awesome, bro.
Yeah, so I'm cooking, you know? I just gotta apply myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who would you get in the movie? Like, let's say money doesn't matter. You could get anybody in the movie. Who would you get?
That's something I never thought about. But honestly, I always think about, like, giving smaller names bigger chances. Honestly, if I could make the movie with people kind of like myself or on the same level as me, like like one role on a show or something, or even no roles, I think that would be ideal. And I think a lot of the times we don't get to see a lot of good talent because we're so focused on like the big names, and the big names like get their titles, like they make it good. But I've thought about like who I would present it to or pitch it to. Like I was thinking about like Quinta Brunson, the creator of Abbott Elementary, and like she was a big YouTuber back in the day as well, or YouTuber and I think Vine, or Issa Rae as well. She just produced the movie with Kiki Palmer and SZA, One of Them Days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. But for cast wise, I don't know. I feel like Jordan Peele would have to be in it because he's always very funny, but he's focusing more on his thriller or psychological thrillers, I think, because he did Nope. And did he do Get Out?
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think.
Which, yeah, is he doing another one? Do you know?
I feel like I might have seen something about it, but I can't remember.
Dude, he's so funny, though.
Yeah, like, right?
It's just crazy. Obviously he's produced, like, those movies are good. Mm-hmm. It's just interesting, like, you watch Key and Peele and it's like you never would think that he would make that type
of
thing.
Yeah, yeah,
right? A creative person. I feel like he can do it all.
Exactly. You know? Yeah,
but that would be a good role for him to play in your movie. It would be awesome.
Right Or he can produce it if he wants.
Oh yeah and he would, I feel like he would like that that idea too, because I feel like he definitely plays off of, like, he definitely dives into race and like those types of movies, you know, with those psychological movies. So dude, that would be cool. I would be the white guy that dies first in your movie.
No, I would have to save you guys, you know. We'd be having a podcast and then it explodes, but then I use my tech whiz stuff to save you guys, you know.
My mic blows up or something.
Yeah,
dude, yeah,
for sure.
Oh yeah, that's good, man. Oliver, you got anything else right now?
Yeah, so for all the other young actors or aspiring actors, you have an agent. How do you get an agent? Because it's hard to just find roles by yourself, or if you think that's a good option too, how do you go about that? Like, what should aspiring actors be doing right now?
I would say if you don't have an agent, just try to find student projects or smaller projects that are casting people and apply for those, audition for those. And then for your agents, I would say look at the union site for your country or city, or I guess, no, it would be country. So I think for you guys, it's, is it ACTRA? I think so. I can't remember. Sorry, actors, if I'm saying this wrong. But your ACTRA, I think Actress for Canada. You guys, I want to say it's SAG-ACTRA? I can't remember. But go on the union website and then see like which agencies are under that, so that you know they're like more legit and you can kind of trust them, because there's a lot of agencies out here that like scam people and just take your money as well. You never have to pay your agent because they get commission off of what you make. So like from the shows and whatever commercials you do, they get a percentage of it, so they don't charge you upfront or annually or anything like that.
Oh, that's cool. And there's like no point to not get one, really.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I will say it is kind of hard per se because sometimes the roster's not open or they're not looking for people at the moment. And I've also heard from other friends that if you kind of have like a similar look to people, it's harder because you'll be given the same auditions. So essentially, it kind of cuts your chances in half, right? If you look very similar to another person. So the more unique you are, the better chances you have as well for casting. But I would say do both still, like work with your agent and look for your side projects as well, because it's just like practice, networking, and more opportunities.
Yeah, what is like getting an agent look like? Would you have to audition for that as well, or do they just is it kind of more of like a write like a little bit about yourself? Like, do they pick you, or how does that work?
So for my agent, and luckily before I had the meeting with them, I did a couple projects so I could put a reel together. And with my reel, I just sent it to them with my get to know me kind of paragraph of like what I've been doing, what my goals are, and where I see myself as an actor. And then sometimes they'll do like a Zoom call or a phone call. I believe I did the Zoom call with them. And then typically, I think they'll know if they want to take you on or not. And sometimes I think they will also make you. Not like audition, but you might do a monologue or something like that. I think it's very like agency dependent. They might ask you to do different things. But it's like a big range of things, I'll say.
So who could they technically, I'm not saying they should, but I'm just saying, could they technically cut somebody off? Like if it, could your agent be like, sorry, Sheldon, man, like it's just not working out? Like, is that, you know, I mean, who's working for who here? Or could you, I mean, obviously you could leave too, but is that like a risk? Like your agent might cut you off if it's not going too well?
I think that is a possibility, to be honest, because I think in the contract it says, obviously, like if you breach the contract or they have things of like, what's the word? I can't really remember the specific term for it, but obviously, if I'm being like a dickhead to my agent, they'll just like let me go, right? But at the same time, I think, like you said, like if you're not landing a lot of work, I think they can also let you go, but you can also leave at your own time. But it's kind of like something you learn and something you're just kind of like, it is what it is, you know? And I would say it's not like the end of an opportunity, because then again, you can go find another agent, or if you want to do your own thing for a little bit too, you can. But yeah, I think it's kind of like you work for each other in that sense, because they get you the auditions and then you get them the commission fees if you land the role, right? So,
Yeah, and I think that's a good point for the aspiring actors is to not get with an agent that's going to charge you up front, because then that de-incentivizes them to find you a role, because now they're getting paid either way. Whereas if they're only getting paid if you land roles, they're more inclined to get you those roles, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
You're working together, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's pretty cool. I think it's a lot, I feel like it's, I mean, I'm not saying it's easy, but I think it's definitely accessible. It's a lot more accessible than people realize, I think, who are getting out there into the acting world. Like they think, oh, an agent, what? Like you gotta be like famous for that or whatever, probably. But like
Yeah, and
no,
I
I
think,
mean,
oh,
no.
sorry, continue.
No, you go ahead. Yeah, I was done.
But yeah, like how you said, I think that was why I started. I want to say late, but I started when I'm 27 now, and I want to say in grade 11, maybe I'm 14. I don't know. But I started in my late teenage years. So I think because as a kid, I was very much like, oh, like I can never be an actor. Like that's not my thing. Like, that's too hard of a career, you know? And then as you get older, you're like, oh, wait, like the internet's a thing. I have access to so many like opportunities. And like you said, it's not as hard as it really seems. Like there's definitely opportunities and chances and outlets for you to use and pursue and like resources as well to find these different agents or even like a chance. Like even if you get an interview and it doesn't go well, at least you still did it and like you know what to expect. And it's kind of good because you get more experience from it as well. But yeah, it's not like super hard, I would say, you know.
Do you think it's harder? Do you think it's harder to be an actor today or like 50 years ago?
I want to say I want to say 50 years ago, because a lot of the things behind the scenes for actors, like you hear about a lot of the child actors. There was the thing about the actress who played Dorothy on the set of
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, Wizard of Oz as well, too. And I think back in the day, it was very much that whole idea of like, okay, you work for us, like you're a prop. So you're going to do this, you're going to do that, whatever, get this shot, no matter the cost. But I think nowadays with like social media and digital footprint and people being more aware of like their rights and like just like taking out your phone to film something or a conversation, I think now a lot of companies and productions are, I don't want to say scared, but like they're more scared to like kind of push around people and stuff like that.
Or like take advantage of somebody.
Yeah.
There's less of that.
Now. Yeah, exactly. And I think with that in mind as well, too, I kind of lost my train of thought.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
But yeah, I would say it was harder 50 years ago. Yeah, I'm not saying that like I get roles every day, you know.
Yeah, because yeah, I feel like there's maybe more competition today though, because it's so accessible. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, I feel like back in the day, if you happen to live in like LA, maybe like you could audition for some stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like nowadays, I feel like they're filming a lot more places. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And.
But yeah, I don't know.
But like back then, it was about connections too. It's still about connections today.
Yeah, that is true. And like a lot of the shows, like I saw this like TikTok the other day where it was showing like the cast of The Vampire Diaries and then the cast of, I forget what it was, but it was another show, something Crosswell, I think. And they had a lot of the same actors in it. And I was really like, going through the comments because I was like, oh, like, what's this about? And they were saying that the producers of The Vampire Diaries are the same producers of the other show. So they just had the same actors like play these other characters.
Copy and paste.
Yeah.
I mean, it probably saves a lot of time and money.
Yeah. But, and you'll know who you're working with, too. So.
That's true. They already have like a bunch of chemistry and stuff together, probably. But then it's like you also risk it being like the same exact show.
Yeah, yeah, right. Exactly. The same like flavor, just different font, you know?
Right. Dude, that is a big water bottle, dude.
Yeah. It's got like these little, what's it called?
These, oh, like little stuff?
Yeah. I never follow them or listen to them, but.
Yeah, dude. Funny. Wait, so what is it? It's same time zone there, right? It's 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You're doing pretty good. Is that your first jug of the day?
Yes. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. We should probably get down to the midline.
Yeah. Yeah. I really should. I was like looking at it. It's like at 9 a.m. and I was like, oh.
A little bit. Maybe we need to take a little water break, bro.
Yeah.
I'm playing. But yeah, Oliver, you got something?
So, Sheldon, when it comes to reaching out to people, finding new roles and new opportunities, do you let your agent do that 100%, or do you yourself like DM people or audition on your own or apply to stuff on your own?
So depending on your agent and like what your contract says, you can either do that or you can't, I believe. But with my agency, like whatever the audition she finds for me, she'll get the commission from that. But anything I find by myself, like if it's through Facebook or another site, that's like all me. And that's fair game as well, too. So it's pretty like lenient, I want to say, which is nice, too, because then you kind of get this like form of stability with your agent as well. And then you can still like take your chances by DMing people or like applying for other projects on different sites.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I feel like it would. Sorry,
yeah,
go ahead. No. You go.
Yeah, I was going to say that's cool because, like, some agents I could see being like, okay, even if you find it, I'm still your agent. I'm entitled to that commission. But that's cool.
Yeah.
That if you find it, it's 100% you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that is nice. And, it, like, I feel like I would get a little antsy, like, just depending on my agent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I would want to be reaching out, you know, making sure I'm still getting opportunities and stuff. Because, like, think about an agent's role. They got so much responsibility, like, so much, like, on their roster, you know?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's like, dang, like, that's a big job because, like, you have to know who would be good for this role, you know? It's almost like being a, I don't know what they call them, like, the casters of a movie or whatever.
Casting director?
Yeah, like, that's a whole separate role,
yeah,
which I didn't even realize that, but... It's like a whole separate role, and that's almost kind of like an agent's job too. Like behind the scenes, you got to know, okay, who would be more likely to get this role, you know, out of my roster.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's pretty cool. I'm trying to think of something else I've been wondering about. Do you think? I was going to ask you, kind of going back to Beast Games. I know we're kind of all over the place, but was there any like? This is kind of a fun one, but like, were there any other games that you like liked more in particular? Like, any favorites?
I missed the cube game, but from everybody that worked on that day, said it was really cool. Like the one where people were in the boxes and they could ask for anything.
Oh yeah!
I really wanted to go to that, but at the same time, I went to Fan Expo that weekend with my friend. It's just like another convention we have here. But a lot of my friends and like co-guards were saying, like I got to like. Bring in the puppies or the kittens, like all these things. And I was like, God damn it. Like, that's all like the fun stuff, you know?
Dude, that would be fun, man.
Yeah, right? Because then, like, they could ask for anything, you know?
Oh, so, why was nobody asking for $5 million?
I don't know.
Well, because I don't think you could ask for money. It could be anything.
Okay. Well, still, dude, like, I don't know.
Like, some people were getting massages and stuff.
Yeah. Or tattoo, I think.
Yeah, tattoos.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. But I think like, that was the most fun one. Yeah.
Like, give me the code to like Jimmy's Safe or something.
Yeah, right?
but yeah, some people got creative. But, man, I feel like, dude, Oliver, if we were in there, like, what would you ask for?
Man, because like, it has to be an experience. I don't think it can be like a product you can take with you.
Okay.
So, man. Maybe like I'd ask for like a FaceTime call with someone like crazy, like FaceTime John Cena. I just want
that's talk. Good, dude.
Because he'd probably make it happen.
Yeah,
probably,
no, for sure.
Yeah,
yeah. What about you, Sheldon?
I would think I would ask for like a VR headset and everything that I need to utilize it. You know, just to kill as much time. You know,
that's true.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forget how long they were in there for. Maybe like 12 hours, 9 hours. I think.
Oh, can't that's remember. So crazy. Dude.
That sounds right.
That
yeah. Something cool.
I think people, some people have like, I don't know, some people that are a little what's the word? Maybe I'm trying to think of the word, but people thought it was unethical or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The show, which I don't know. How do you feel about that?
I'm gonna say lobster.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You don't want to answer. Yeah. That's true. That might be kind of.
Yeah.
Might be kind of messed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah. We'll skip that one. Yeah. That is crazy though. Like that you could get anything you want. Like the fact that Mr. Beast has that like power to do that. Like, is pretty insane.
Yeah.
But I would be.
And he came from nothing too. Like.
Yeah.
He built it all himself, just making crazy videos, putting in the hours. It's wild.
It's pretty nuts, dude. But that sucks. You get to miss that day, man. That's like missing the day that like Michael Jackson comes to school or whatever.
Yeah, right. I know.
Like,
I know. And there's like no photos or videos, obviously, because we couldn't take any. But yeah, I just had to hear the stories, and I was just like, man, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I don't know what I would ask for in the box. Like, I saw them bringing a pony or like a horse, but it's like, how do you make the horse in there though? Like, you just
pet it. They probably just, yeah, like in the shot or like where they got the horse from.
Oh yeah, I mean, how do you even get a? It's just crazy. How do you even get a horse there? Like, who do you call for that? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Right. Like, I'm assuming they just like research or something, like how to rent a horse for a day maybe, and they just like just get what they need to get. It. Yeah, yeah, literally. You know,
just call
what they need to get.
Yeah, I wonder. It would be interesting to know how much money he spent on that episode.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Because it had to be a lot.
Yeah,
because you think so about all these people that are having to go and transport it all and get it there. That's a lot of money too, which is pretty insane.
Did you get to go to the island or anything like that? I'm guessing you didn't do it.
No, I didn't. There was talks about it for the guards getting to go there, but it turned out that none of us did, which honestly wasn't a bad thing, because between the like long days and stuff, I think traveling and being like jet lagged and stuff like that probably would have made filming harder anyways. But a little vacation would have been nice too. But yeah,
that's true. Yeah, if you would have won, so you know how they were selling or they gave away the island or whatever.
Yeah,
would you have like sold that, or like I debated even if that would be worth it, like competing for.
I feel like it'd be good to have, and then maybe sell it or something at least.
Like, what do you? Because I mean, like, you have an island.
Then that you now have to pay property tax on.
Yeah, yeah, and like maintain and stuff. So I think I would definitely sell it. Yeah, or maybe visit it and then sell it. Yeah,
true. That's true. Yeah.
And I think Jimmy said you could have $1.8 million in cash or the island.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Oh wait, that's cool.
I think she took the cash.
Nice,
smart move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's smart move.
Oh yeah, for sure. Because like then you got to pay like commissions too for like selling island. And island commissions way more than a home.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, it's because it takes like 2 years to sell an island or more.
Jesus,
that makes sense though. Because who's really out here buying an island unless it's like a big time like contractor that's gonna build something on it?
Yeah, like a $1.8 million island is a cheap island, like as far as islands go.
Yeah.
As far as islands go,
I kind of thought the same thing. It's a pretty big island for that much.
Oh,
dude.
Okay, Sheldon. Mm-hmm. Let's switch it up. Let's say you're a competitor next season. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would you spend the $5 million on?
Well, I would take away my student debt first, and then I'd probably use it to go to the States and do a couple auditions. Yeah, I think I would use at least. Well, I'd give some to my family. And then I would, a couple thousand, and then use the rest to, I think, like support my acting career more. Probably take a couple classes, and then go to the States and try to audition for as many as possible. I think that's what I do. Yeah.
Yeah, that would open up the doors, I feel like, for you. Like, if you want it. Oh, dude, in next season, I think it's like, isn't it 15 mil? Is that what?
Damn.
I thought on the application it said 15 mil.
What?
I'm pretty sure. I mean, don't mark my words, but that would be crazy, man. Because you'd win it. You'd definitely get a spotlight like on your face, so you'd be like, people know you, and you have 15 mil to go with it and make some auditions happen. So
yeah,
are you thinking about doing it? Are you thinking about doing BC?
I never thought about it, but I mean, maybe. But would I be allowed to? I feel like they'd be like, he knows cheat codes, but I don't know anything, you know?
Or I could is it just a better perspective and like a cool story? Like, he was a guard in the first season. Now he's here to compete.
That's true. That's true. Jimmy.
Yeah.
Jimmy, are you hearing this?
Yeah, man. I could definitely see some losers, though, being like, do he know he's cheating, you know? Like, starting some, like, cheating scandal rumors, like,
even though it's impossible to cheat because
it's just a game.
That's true. But like me though, I kind of figured that all the guards knew Jimmy for some reason. For some reason, I thought they were all kind of like, I thought you guys were all kind of like friends beforehand. You know, I didn't think about it as like an acting job, which is really interesting.
Yeah, no. Yeah, none of us knew him. Because, yeah, we're all, like, external hires. Just, like, random actors from all over. But, yeah, none of us knew him. Not that I know of.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, what do you think, Oliver? You want to? We did about an hour, and we want to take too much of your time, yeah. Sheldon. If you negotiate soon,
yeah, but, I think we should all apply.
Yeah,
for next season. Do you think they'd offer you the guard role again? Since you already
maybe that would be pretty cool too. I would love to do that again.
Yeah, you might as well because you already did a phenomenal job the first time. So it's
just running it back. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Dude, that'd be pretty cool if us three got on, bro.
Yeah, right?
That would be insane, man.
A secret alliance, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, let's not start those yet, man. Yeah. I've seen how it works, bro. Everybody's ganging up on each other.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
You can't trust anybody.
Yeah, those were the worst challenges where it's like, okay, just vote someone out. Like, that would suck.
I know. Yeah.
And then, that's hard to watch, too.
It was. Because then you would think... The first impression of everyone was like, great vibes, I'm going to have a good time, you know? But then they're like, no, like, get him out. No, you promised me. And they're just like, what the hell is going on, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Dude, they should, next season, bro, they should like throw in a Bachelor, bro, and make it like a collab with like the Bachelor with Beast
Games. Beast Games.
Yeah, dude, like, while everybody's competing, they're still trying to impress like Jonathan or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Trying to get the rose at the same time as the 15 mil.
That's what they're competing for, yeah. Or maybe one or the other. The rose or 5 mil.
Yeah, one of the bribes is like, yeah, dude, spend a night with Keisha or whatever. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. But yeah.
That's the lobster that, I don't know.
Oh, no.
But yeah, we can wrap it up if you want. Is there anything else, Sheldon, you want to say?
Yeah. No, I feel like we covered it. This is great. You guys are super chill and super fun. Thanks for having me on your podcast as well. But yeah,
man. Thank you for hopping on, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
And any casting directors or writers, producers, anyone that can get Sheldon some more roles, you heard it here, what he's interested in.
So yeah, man.
Hit him up.
Got a
his
big brain.
Instagram. Sheldon, what's your Instagram?
It's Sheldon Austin B.
Sheldon Austin B.
Dude. All right.
All right.
Cool, man. All right, let's stay in touch too, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.